Renee Prince is Executive Artistic Director of the nonprofit Voices. Congrats on your big opening tonight at the Third Street Center called Void of Darkness. We'll talk more about that. Start by telling us the mission of Voices.
Thanks so much. I'm so happy to be here. And our mission is to amplify voices through the arts. And we do that by partnering with local schools and organizations to bring the power of the creative process and personal story sharing to people in this valley. We know that when you create something where there once was nothing, it's a powerful experience and it can be life-changing for young people. It was for me as a young person. And so that's a big core of what we do. So we amplify voices through the arts, and that means all of the arts, through movement, through painting, through writing, and we give these kids a chance to create something meaningful with their ideas.
Relatively young organization. Was this a long time coming? Did it pop up out of nowhere? Are you the first executive director?
I am. This organization was founded by Barbara Reese. She's the vision behind this. She's a local poet. And she found her voice later on in her life through poetry and wanted to give that gift back to people in the community. And then I met her through the work I was doing in the Valley. And we're so aligned in the desire to create deep, lasting impact through the arts where we live. So I feel very lucky to have been brought on board to help give this organization a good beginning.
And at Voices, how do you approach youth development in different ways than, say, Aspen Words, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, or Soul Theater Company?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of shared goals with those wonderful organizations. We're all out here trying to give youth opportunities to express who they are and to hold space to listen and witness and their brilliance. We do our very best to not be redundant in this valley that is so rich with the arts. What we're doing through this project that is a bit different than other youth theater is that it's entirely devised. So it's created by the young people in a style that's not quite linear. It's a bit more inspired by performance art or physical theater, where there's a theme that the kids choose and they create different moments around that theme that are connected.
So it kicks off tonight, March 1st, at the Third Street Center Community Hall. You're presenting this original youth theater production, Void of Darkness, Eat the Light. So how did that come together?
The title, Void of Darkness, Eat the Light, it comes together through a very organic process. The first week is the kids and the teaching artists in a room exploring together through very active exercises. So lots of active writing exercises, movement, throwing paint at walls.
Nice.
Yes, we make a mess. And through that, we start to uncover shared themes that start to emerge. And then we do lots of brainstorming around title, and that one came to the surface this year. It's really, really dynamic piece.
So we're talking 20 different youths from, is it four different high schools?
Four high schools. Most are from Roaring Fork High School here in Carbondale. Yeah, but we have a student from Bridges, one from Coleridge, and then another from Basalt High School as well.
And so this is an after-school project that these high school students have been doing. How long has the process started? So you mentioned this first meeting. When did this begin?
It's 5 weeks total. So 5 weeks ago was day one. We all got into a room with nothing but our ideas and imaginations and heart. And then in that 5 weeks, our motto is to leap and build our wings in the air, which is a quote inspired by Ray Bradbury.
Nice.
Don't
ask how high. Just jump.
Just jump.
Darn it.
Yes. And trust that together we are enough, that together we are talented enough, and that we are collaborative enough, and that we've got each other's backs. And so in 5 weeks, we have this wonderful carrot of an opening night, and the kids, they go through that journey of having an idea and then actually bringing it to life, which any creative people know that is, it's fraught with frustration, and it's sometimes a difficult landscape to go through. But when you're on the other side of that you realize you can keep doing it. You can keep creating things meaningful in your life.
So this is tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So it's 7:30 shows Friday and Saturday night and a Sunday show at 3 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Now, it's 45 minutes long, no intermission.
Right.
And this is basically a collage around this theme of well, darkness and light, but also kind of growing up?
Yeah, the kids really wanted to explore the transition from childhood through adolescence and then into adulthood. And going through the shadow and light side, sort of emerging toward the light through that process. And it's a brave show. There are many playful, childlike, silly moments. These kids are kids.
Right.
And there are also many moments of real, authentic, honest truth-telling on stage. It's a powerful piece.
I want to ask you more about the teaching artist, but first tell us a little bit more about your background. So obviously now you manage a nonprofit and you work with youth and stuff. What are you personally passionate about in terms of working with kids, and how does your background help you succeed in that?
Yeah, theater changed my life as a kid. So I was 14 when I found the theater in a high school, and I was new to the school, and it really, I believe, saved my life in a lot of ways. And so I then went on and became a trained actor, and I did a lot of physical theater, so a lot of puppetry and mime and clown and mask work. Yeah. and that's what led me into the world of devised theater. And I started doing more and more teaching, wanting to give other kids the opportunity that I had. And I fell in love with teaching. And I worked for this little theater company in the Southwestern Mountains called Creed Repertory Theater. I was their education director for 7 years, which is what got me into the nonprofit administration world and led me here.
And learn those other sides of the industry, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and so talk about these teaching artists. So one of the things that I recognized a couple names when I first heard about this event and was so excited to get you into the studio. So, for example, Madison Coya, a writer and artist and poet, and then Gabriela Alvarez Espinoza, who I know of from her more political work through Carbondale Arts or Wilderness Workshop type stuff. But then is she a movement dance artist?
Yes, and she actually has her master's in physical theater. She got a school in France. So there's that connection. She's really drawn to authentic dance or non-dance, which is where you just let your body move and you can elevate that on stage and really exciting things happen. So a kid who shows up and says, "I'm not a dancer," can be moving with Gabriela and can discover things about themselves through her technique, which is exciting.
And then Ryan Prince, any relation?
Yes, he's my twin brother, actually.
No way, cool.
Yeah, we've been doing theater with youth for, oh my gosh, since we were 22. So he's a puppet maker, he's a sculptor and visual artist. And so he helps the kids create, there's a puppet in this show that you'll see. So he helps the kids with that piece, and then we make that puppet move.
And then Cassidy Wiley?
Cassidy Wiley's local. She grew up here, went to school here as a local theater artist. She's part of the Consensual Improv with Thunder River. Yes.
They ripped me hard when one of their first shows at Thunder River Theater, I was in the audience and I somehow got myself volunteered for something. And then they acted out a whole like day in the life of Katie and Kay. It was someday they're going to put that out on YouTube and I'll be permanently shamed.
Oh, good for you. No, that's good for you. Yeah.
Those guys are so good. So she's obviously someone who's got that same sort of energy that you're looking for in trying to draw this stuff out from the teens.
Yes, and she's trilingual. And that's another big piece of this project is it's bilingual because there's just such a wealth of language in this valley.
Yeah.
And the ability to express yourself in two languages, I'm very envious of that and jealous of that. And we want to put that on stage. So Cassidy's directing the project this year.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then your other teaching artist, Vanessa?
Yes, Porras. She's also a local. She graduated from Roaring Fork High School and she just got her BFA in studio art from Mesa in Grand Junction. And so she's working on the visual art aspect of things. She also works with Voices as our director of communications.
Oh, so that's your other coworker from your day job.
Yep, exactly.
this is your day job, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
And so that means we're talking original poetry, songs, original music, choreographed movements, and puppetry.
Yes.
All in one 45-minute show performed by 20 youth.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you kind of sneak in and get on stage yourself too? Or
No.
No?
No, we stay off the stage. the stage really belongs to them. By this time in the process, the show is theirs. So we become less and less important the further we get into rehearsal, and that's us doing our job as well.
Well, because you're at the Third Street Center, you'll have plenty of seats. Obviously, yes. You're hoping for a packed house.
Yes.
But you, people don't have to worry that you don't have an advance ticket. You can simply get tickets at the door. And again, it's tonight, 7:30, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 3.
Mm-hmm.
And be on time. This is a 45-minute show.
Yeah,
no intermission.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it.
You're not going to be serving a lot of drinks halfway through.
No.
And so if people want to get more information about Voices, whether they're going to come this weekend or they just want to learn more, what's the best place to kind of get more informed?
You know, the best place is to visit our website, which is amplifyingvoices.org. And you can find us there. You can see also the other programs that we're doing in the Valley if you're curious. And there's contact info, all that good stuff.
If someone's a teacher, mm-hmm. would that be a potential person who should reach out to you?
We'd love that. We have partnerships with Carbondale Middle School. We work with every fifth grade language arts student there in the fall. We have other partnerships at Crystal River Elementary. We love to partner with school teachers.
And then what's next after the show Void of Darkness, Eat the Light?
We have a Women's Voices project coming up. So we're working with professional theater artists, women in this valley, to create an original show for the stage. We really need to be amplifying women's voices in American theater, and we're trying to do our part to do that.
And so is there a date yet for that production?
Yeah, thanks. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
that's also
perfect.
Dandelion Day weekend.
Oh, yes.
That's exciting.
And yeah, and it's at Thunder River Theater. They've been such good partners with us in the past, and we're excited to be able to have the show there.
And I'm sure we'll talk to you again before then, but since I have you here for one more minute, what about summer programming? Do you have kind of plans in place yet for the 2019 summer yet?
You know, we're working on it. One of our core values is to partner with local organizations in everything that we do. And last summer, we're hoping again this summer to work with the Valley Settlement Project and bring art to the Lifelong Learning program and their adult students. So to bring some arts opportunities there and for them.
So Voices has worked with adults in addition to teens.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. Well, Renee Prince, Executive Artistic Director of the nonprofit Voices, again, online at amplifyingvoices.org. And congrats again on this big opening tonight at the Third Street Center. Void of Darkness, Eat the Light shows tonight at 7:30, Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available, and you can check out the work of original work of 20
original
different...
Original work. 20 brave kids.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for speaking to Katie and Kay.
Thanks. We love Katie and Kay. Thanks for everything you do.